Today's Warm 101.3, and every Monday at this time, we share the warmth with another organization doing wonderful things in the Rochester area. Joining us this morning is Rachel Snyder from 490 Farmers. Well, good morning first. How are you?
Good morning.
So I've seen your website, and it's so interesting what you do. Explain what 490 Farmers is for us, Rachel.
Sure. So 490 Farmers, we're actually the first farm of our kind on New York State Department of Transportation land. We're an urban farm on the corner of Broadway and Meg Street, and we're a community garden. And really, our passion is making sure that folks have access to food. So really, food for all is what underscores our mission.
Do you grow it right off the expressway, right off of 490?
We have about 50 garden beds for community members to rent. We have a beautiful flower garden, and some of our flowers were featured at different events across the city last year. We have a free food forest, so we grow herbs and veggies, and anybody can come take those. Those are for anyone in the community. And then we have a children's garden that we use for educational purposes.
How long have you been doing this?
So this is actually our fifth year. We've been an organization since 2017, but this is our second year as an official nonprofit.
So what do you do in the wintertime?
So our executive team, our leadership team, really spends a lot of time planning what our, you know, next year is going to look like. So we check in with our plat members, make sure that they want to keep using the space.
Right.
We partner a lot with local schools, so we ask them, you know, when they want to come to the garden, what kind of education they need, and then we plan what kind of events we want to do. So we're really excited. We're gearing up for our Earth Day event to celebrate Earth Day, and that will really kick off our official season.
Does it cost money to do this, and how do you make money? Do you get donations, and how does this work? If you know, what kind of things do you need?
We are entirely donation run. We love donations from our community members. Folks can Venmo us or PayPal us. We fundraise like crazy. We made a calendar. We still have calendars available. We sell honey. We have beehives right on the farm.
Wow.
So you'll see our honey out maybe at some farmer's markets. We sell pepper jelly that was made with some products from our farm. But really, we fundraise and we just count on the generosity from local community members and community partners.
So all the people that farm on this land, what do they do?
Yeah.
Is this their food? Or where does the food go, I guess, is the question.
So the folks that farm, so the community beds, those are for community members. So let's say you live, you know, downtown and you don't have, you know, you're in an apartment and you might not have a yard. You can come there, you can grow tomatoes, you can grow garlic, and those are for the folks that, you know, rent those plots.
Right.
The free food forest that I mentioned, that garden, right. Anybody can come and pick from that. We put that in our food pantry right at the front of our property.
That's awesome. All righty. So 490farmers.com, there's a donate button now, and I mentioned too on your website as well, so if people want to help out. Rachel Snyder, thank you so much for doing this, and thank you for spending a couple moments with us this morning.
Thank you so much, Tony and Christy. It was great to talk to you. Have a great day.
If there's an organization you want me to share the warmth with, drop me an email, tony@warm1013.com, and we will share the warmth right here on Warm 101.3.